that's here and there, you mm-hmm. know, that are cypress knees,
mm-hmm.
cypress trees and Spanish moss and all that, the kind of swamp you have up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the marsh, of course, is being the marsh grass in tidal areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would guess that most people around here would make that distinction, but I wonder what it's like around the coast if they would make the same distinction.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They might, you know, they might have a marsh and a swamp run in one, certainly some places they must run into each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the marshes around, or the swamps around here? Are there any? I know of one down near Millen.
It has a particular name?
Yeah, are there any right around here that you know of?
Well, we refer to the swamp. I don't know if it has any particular name or not. We just always called it the swamp. That is between the river and the property of the brickyards. And
south of town.
Yeah, uh-huh.
South of east boundary. Then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's actually east. Is it east of town there?
Southeast. Uh-huh. Southeast. So it's down the river a bit.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay.
Not a very big swamp. Well, I guess it is big. When I think of a big swamp, I think of course of all the Okefenokee or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah. Is that the area they're filling in now? They're filling in that swamp? On the way to the airport, for example?
Huh?
On the way to the airport? Or are you thinking much closer to the river?
Much closer to the river. There's some of it that is swampy out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, that you know, the airport, I don't think it's really all that far from the river.
No, it's not.
And that you have the swamp stretching along the river for quite a few miles, you know, that it's just, I think it is probably where the levee, the Augusta levee, ends, and that it is I was just lower that the river
from that point mm-hmm. south maybe to the new locks there, huh?
Mm, or perhaps I'm not altogether certain.
Okay, I don't think many people walk down around that area very much.
Yeah, you might run into the Obeya woman.
The Obeya woman,
the root lady.
Who's that?
Oh, that's how you know the song which had it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that she used to have an old cabin down there in the swamp. And the black folks around here used to live in mortal fear of her, that she'd lay a spell on them or something like that. They would, like I said, if you work at the hacking brick on the in the forming room
mm-hmm.
or something like that, and just all of a sudden go bananas because they just was sure that the root lady put a hex on them.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of little Americana around here.
And there's a song about that, you say?
Well, there's this song that Jim Stafford came out with a couple of years ago called Swamp Witch Hattie.
Yeah.
But then this, I think, deals with bayous of Louisiana.
I see.
But no, it couldn't, because it says a sleepy little Okeechobee town. So it might be a Georgia root lady. Huh?
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Where is Lake Okeechobee? That's Florida, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Uh-huh. So it's a Florida swamp witch.
Uh-huh. That seems to be a fairly common phenomenon in mm-hmm. places where there's swamps, huh?
Yeah,
if people
uh-huh.
could live out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that might not be a bad idea. I wonder if I could... I don't know how much farming I could do in a swamp, but maybe I could raise water chestnuts or something. You know, I'm trying to figure out a way to periodically find escape from, I just want to say to the machines, you know, just let me be, leave me alone, you know.
Yeah, right.